This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Joe O, Sammy P, we are on X. I'm at Joe Ostrowski, Sam at SP Shoot. Appreciate Nate Collins for hopping on, getting some old lovey stories. We have a lot of Chicago listeners, Trustman stories. I'm sure they appreciated that. We'll do some power rankings coming up top of the hour. We do this every Wednesday. This week, we are going to power rank the worst five teams in the NFL. Fade material. Maybe not ATS, but certainly fade material if you are still alive in survivor pools. One way to look at it, or, you know, teams to go against with teasers, stuff like that. Moneyline parlays, all that good stuff. All right, we want to bring in Paul Aspen. We're going to play a little 3-2-1, switch things up with college football, and go over some conference futures. Hey, Paul.
Yes, so I think Big 12 is a good place to start because it is wide open. I think, Joe, it was you that brought up a listener who was looking at maybe Houston at 85-1. At BetMGM, there's a 50 on Houston. So the way we're going to do this is 3-2-1, pick a winner in the Big 12. Texas Tech is your favorite at minus 115. Obviously, dealing with some quarterback injury issues. Arizona State, BYU, Cincy. Utah's got two losses. So let me ask you this. Do we eliminate any team that has two losses at this point in conference?
You don't have to. I mean, I think it's easy to do so, but I wouldn't eliminate anybody in the Big 12 yet because that conference is so wonky. Do I think Iowa State, TCU, Baylor are going to win? No. Kansas State, Utah, Kansas? No. But I don't know that I'd bet them. Like, I don't think we have to eliminate them, but I'm not going to bet them, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for the purpose of this conversation, you're basically looking at a list of five teams that have zero or one loss. Are the BYU Cincinnati's going to have two losses by the end of the year? And then you have multiple of the one-loss teams all lose again, and then there are tiebreakers involved too. I am eliminating the two losses. Like, I'm not interested in it. I guess, Sam, you were kind of saying that too because you're not betting them. But, yeah, they could win, but I'm not interested for the purpose of this conversation in even thinking about it. I think you've got to stick to the top five right now, which is BYU, Cincinnati undefeated in conference, and then Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Houston.
And last question. We're saying, like, 3-2-1, you're betting on this team at, like, the current number or just picking a winner?
Ooh, I think – betting. Okay. I think number has to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Big 12. Who's winning? 3-2-1.
Houston.
BYU. Oh, the music. Perfect.
Oh, here we go. I forgot.
Is it back? All right.
There we go. All right. Yeah. Paul, did you give an answer?
Cincy. Yeah. Okay. I figured at 8-1, take one of the 8 or 7-1, take one of the two teams that doesn't have a conference loss. Cincy's defense has been much worse than expected, but they might be figuring some things out. They just haven't. They play in shootouts. Offense is prolific. So I will at that number, undefeated right now between those two. I don't buy Arizona State at all. I'm not betting Texas Tech at minus 115 when their quarterback's all banged up. So almost by process of elimination, give me the Bearcats.
Yeah, and Dillingham has been talking for weeks about Sam Levitt's foot. I know that he looked okay against Texas Tech, but he didn't play against Utah because they didn't want to play him in the rain. So that's something that's lingering. Don't think it's going away anytime soon. So I think BYU or Cincy with no losses would be the look.
Yeah. Said 50 because we're looking at five teams. And, okay, of course, Texas Tech is about even money. That makes sense. That was my pick before the season started. But now we're looking at it fresh, and there's a 7, there's an 8, there's a plus 470 on Arizona State, and then there's the 50-1. Purely a numbers play. And it probably really comes down to this week. Houston at Arizona State, 7.5-point dogs. If they pull off the upset, what's the number then? What does that number drop to? It's going to be – they have a soft schedule. West Virginia,
going UCF. UCF.
So yeah, it is this week.
It's this week. If they win, and that number is ridiculous, you will find nowhere near 50-1. So just purely a numbers play.
On top of the Levitt stuff, great spot for Houston with ASU coming off that Texas Tech win. All right, let's go ACC. Georgia Tech plus 225, Miami plus 275, UVA, Louisville, SMU. And then I think that's kind of where it stops for the purposes of this conversation. 3-2-1.
Who's?
Virginia.
Virginia.
What?
Oh. Gotta bet it. Gotta bet it now.
Gotta bet it now.
We all landed on, they're the third favorite in the conference, and we all landed on Virginia plus 450.
They are plus 450 to make the playoff, too. So same price. You would think that they would have a different number there, but they they do not. It's the same price to win the conference as it is to make the playoff. So basically they're saying they have to win to get in so many words. BetMGM does not have a market up on the ACC that I see, which is crazy. They have all these different conferences up, but they do not have ACC. Other books, though, have Virginia about 450. Look, Miami's no shoo-in to make the game. Miami could have no more losses the rest of the way and still not make the ACC championship. They don't control their destiny. So while they do have short odds, there's no guarantee that they get in because they've got one loss. They've only played two conference games, mind you. So Georgia Tech's 4-0, Virginia 3-0, SMU 3-0. There's no guarantee that Miami even makes the ACC title game.
Yeah, my first reaction was to look at the Miami number. And then as you look at the situation and the standings and how Georgia Tech 4-0, Virginia 3-0, like, wait a second. I know people are naturally going to gravitate themselves to Miami and think, okay, maybe there's a little bit of value coming off that loss, but there's no guarantee at all. And Virginia has the easiest schedule. Of everybody in the conference, they have the easiest schedule moving forward. That's going to be a part of this. I did think it was funny, like, Nate, like, didn't you? Georgia Tech, not even on his mind. Not worried, not even thinking about SMU. It's like us and Miami. But yeah, Virginia, perfect 5-0 at home. I think that's the play as the third favorite in the ACC. Last Friday, boy, dude, you don't need me to tell you, Sam, that changed so many markets, that result.
Yeah, including the Heisman.
Yep.
All right, let's go SEC. So Texas A&M, still undefeated in conference. Bama's your favorite at plus 125. Georgia, Texas, probably stop there. But if you want to go elsewhere down the board, obviously feel free. 3-2-1.
Georgia.
Bama.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Now, for me, I already have Bama at like, I think it's a 4-1. So I'm kind of biased by that. I looked at A&M. I didn't pull the trigger, but I looked at A&M. I think it was a couple weeks ago at 10-1, and they keep winning. So obviously that number's shorter. I don't know if it's this week. I just think they slip up. That run defense could be a problem against Missouri. We saw Notre Dame run all over them. I just don't know if I buy it. Kind of like Caroline Fenton was telling us. She's like, I do this every year. And they let me down on Texas A&M. I think they slip up. I understand the Georgia look, though.
I understand the Georgia price. I think, you know, if we asked Joe to just pick the winner, yeah, I don't know that he would say Georgia. But you did say price. We're gonna take a bad number on Bama. Remember after they lost to Florida State, they went out to like 8-1 to win the SEC, and you're like, well, wait, that's not an SEC game that they lost. But they got jacked up because they lost as a 14-point favorite. It's crazy how people overreact after one result. I would argue after week one, they've been the best team in the country. Like, given who they've played and what they've done. I know Ohio State has a higher ranking. Indiana maybe has a better win. But who they've beaten, the totality of their schedule after week one, has been damn impressive at Bama.
Moving forward, Georgia has four of their last five games at home. Florida, Mississippi State, Texas, the tough one, Charlotte, and then you close the season with Georgia Tech, a non-conference game, of course. But yeah, Alabama's the best team in the SEC. But Georgia, I'm just going on the price, and of all the one-loss teams here, moving forward, like you look at Oklahoma, their schedule's impossible. You eliminate them. You know, a few others with games down the road you eliminate. I wish I liked Ole Miss more, because that 17-1 with one loss is enticing, but I just can't get there with all these other teams.
I think we're going to get Bama Georgia in the game. So if you have Georgia in your pocket at 425 going into a game that's going to be lined at what, 3 maybe? You're going to be in a good spot.
And just to back up Sam's point about Bama after that first loss, Ty Simpson went out to 50-1 for Heisman. Because I was holding a 20, and I did not double down.
Your current favorite.
Yeah, current favorite. All right, last one, couple minutes left. Big Ten, Ohio State, the favorite, -160. Indiana, Oregon, could go down the board to like a Michigan or a USC. 3-2-1. Buckeyes.
Gertz.
Oregon.
What? No. Really?
I don't think they're going to win it, but 8-1 is insane. With one loss, they just need somebody to slip up.
That's what it comes down to. Is it Ohio State? Is it just Ohio State, Indiana? And that's that.
That's kind of where I went. I was like, all right.
Yeah. And if that's the game... And I'm not saying this is the reason. We know Ohio State has the talent. But, man, you think back to how it went last year. Does Ohio State have to win that game? Nope. They don't. They don't have to. What would this mean to Indiana to win the Big Ten championship? So, 2-1, think they're in the game. I just took that because I think Ohio State was like -$1.50, something like that.
Yeah. Yep. 160.
Just the price, Sam, on Oregon?
Yep, and it will not win. Yep. Okay. But come on.
But I understand. Totally understand. Power rankings on the other side. This is BetSwitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.